Blog Talk
Hello,
Radio.
Everyone.
Is the menu Block Talk Radio? This is Big Red on here tonight, and I'm on here. I'm hosting tonight. I hope everybody's okay. I hope everybody's cool. Guest caller number is 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. We are on Facebook and Instagram at Mind Your Mental. That's the menu, Mind Your Mental, rather. Sorry about that. So that's Mind Your Mental, the menu, Mind Your Mental. That's M-I, guys. I'm a little out of it tonight, but I'm okay. I got it right. The menu, Mind Your Mental. That's MINDURMENTAL. So that's where we're at. We're on Facebook and Instagram. As I said before, the guest caller number is 347-324-3395. So that's where we're at, and that's what we're doing. And, you know, ready. If anybody's ready for tonight's topic, I am ready.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Ready, Lady T. What's up, Lady T? Lady T.
Hey.
What's
hey.
Going on?
Nothing much.
How you doing, baby? What's going on?
I'm chilling.
How you laughing?
I'm chilling. Cause
you're silly. You chilling? You see, I was all tongue tied a few minutes ago, right? Yeah, I was like, wait, hold. Yeah. So. But yeah, darling. Yes, we be here. I'm okay. I'm good. I'm feeling a little better. I had a little discrepancy this week, but I'm okay. I'm good. I'm good. And how are you doing?
That's cool. I'm doing well so far. The week is okay so far. So,
okay, that's good. That's always a good thing. Listen, we hear. We, you know, like I said, you just appreciate life, you know, you don't take things for granted, you know, everybody, you know,
mm-hmm.
should do that, not take things for granted, and just be grateful for what you have, or whatever it is, no matter how big or small it is, just be grateful for it. That's
yep.
how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Be grateful. So, once again, I'm going to just announce the number again. The number is, if anybody wants to call in, 347-324-3395, that is guest caller number for Blog Talk Radio with Mind Your Mental. So tonight's topic, this is your topic, so go ahead and you can set it off and say what the topic is, Miss Lady T.
That's fine. You can read it the way Brother B wrote it on there for me, because I don't have that
part in front of me.
But it's based on masculine and feminine energy. And
okay.
What's the question? Because
so,
I know he worded it as a question.
Okay, so it says, understanding masculine and feminine energy, why is it such a battle?
Yeah. So
that's
if the viewers, the listeners checked out last week's show, which was a
right.
really, really good conversation that men and women should have, but we kind of ended it off on Brother Ron.
Oh.
You know, talking to the females, you know, about how we should speak. But this is not just, you know, Ron's perspective. A lot of men feel this way. So they bring up a lot of issues as far as, you know, masculine and feminine energy and the balancing
right.
of and, you know, what the purpose is for. So I'm just going to read
right.
the masculine definition, And I'm going to just quickly give you the noun version, the grammar version, and the adjective version so we can get a better understanding. And I'll do the same thing with the feminine one. So pretty much, you know, the noun is male, obviously sex or gender. In grammar terms, gender or nouns and adjectives conveniently regarding as the male. That's the grammar term. And the adjective term is having qualities or appearance traditionally associated with men, especially strength and aggressiveness. And that's for masculine. So the same thing for feminine. I'm just going to read it. The noun version is female, sex, or gender. Grammar is gender of noun and adjectives conveniently regarded as female. The adjective to it is having qualities or an appearance traditionally associated with women. So the question, you know, based on the ending of last week's topic was like, what would you describe masculine energy in your words and feminine energy in your words?
Okay, so
like
masculine energy,
so to speak. Mm-hmm.
Before we get started, I just want to say hi to everybody. Checking in.
Hi, Miss Cherry. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. How was everyone's week?
Good so far.
Okay, good. Just a little better. A little better. Go so far. So far. Yes. 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 Yes.
Oh, and
yes,
then the
yes,
feminine
yes.
energy. The definition. I just want to just say something with the adjective part was added. Especially delicacy and prettiness. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So. What would you ladies so far consider, like, masculine energy in your terms?
Okay. Masculine energy to me would be, like, just a male or man that is secure within himself, secure within who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like I said, just like I said, secure. Just be secure with yourself. Like, stop, you know, don't be to the point where it's like you're looking for like an ego boost, or you're always looking for that woman to it's either or. You're either looking for the woman to be, how can I say, you're looking for her to be like almost like a motherly thing to you, but then you have it on the other side where it's like you're overly sensitive if she says something that you may not, quote unquote, like.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of you just taking it in or just trying to, you know, like, just try to work with her or know how to communicate with the woman, you know, you rather get mad, you know, mad, or, you know, you're acting like a little kid instead of, you know, you're a grown man instead of, you know, you act like a little kid. Throwing like basically a damn temper tantrum. So, you
God,
know,
that would really
that's,
be that
I
feminine
feel,
trait.
well, yeah, but see, the masculine trait, like I said, it would be more you're secure. Like, you're secure. Mm-hmm. You could take, you know, something that, you know, even if it's a criticism, you know, you could take it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like you're getting offended or you're acting a certain way or you, you know, like I say, oh, you're going to be mad at me for 3 days. Yeah, just like you said, that's like that feminine image.
Mm-hmm.
So
we'll get into that part. Remember what you said with that, Ray. We'll get into that later with the negative traits of that.
Oh, no problem. No problem.
Yeah.
No problem.
How about you, Ms. Terry, with masculine energy? How would you define it?
So I think when most people think of masculine energy, they're, first of all, they're thinking strong as in physically stronger. They're supposed to be physically stronger than women. They're also supposed to be a lot more assertive. They're able to say what they say with unapologetically. You know, as women, a lot of times when we say things, we follow it up with sorry. Or we started out with sorry. Sorry, I have an opinion. Sorry, I didn't mean for you to take it that way. Men don't talk that way. They just say what they say, and you take it the way you take it. So I think when you're looking at, like, the male, the idea of male energy, you expect a man to be able to say what he says unapologetically, right or wrong. You expect him to be stronger. You expect him to be able to make a decision and not be emotional about it. And of course, these are all stereotypes, but that's what I think of when if you want to place them into that male energy.
Okay. Okay. So I'm gonna just give the quick textbook version of that with what they claim it is. So, because some of it is like, all right, if y'all say so, but all right, logic.
I don't
reason.
Agree with it. I'm just saying.
Yeah. No, not your stuff. I'm saying the textbook version right now. I'm going to say, so logic, reason, energy of action, I guess, firm, ease of acquiring, material needs, survival, common sense. Okay. Yeah. For yin and yang, under the yin and yang, what they say masculine is patience, determination, resourcefulness, supportiveness, stability, reliability, steadfast. We all know what the yin and yang is for balance and so forth. I don't believe in gender roles, but every gender does play a role to balance things out. That I do believe in, but I mean, as far as feminine energy, what would you ladies consider that? Let's see.
Okay, Miss Sherry, you could go first.
Well, let's see. How do they place us? We're supposed to be emotional. We're supposed to be, like you said, delicate. We're supposed to be apologetic. I'm not able to make a decision and be firm with it. We also, I think they, when you're looking at how they see women, we're always looking for approval. Like when we make a decision, we have to turn around and say, well, what do you think about it? I'm saying it, but I'm not believing it, but I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
I think those are some of the traits that when you think of feminine versus masculine that you would put a woman's role in. Motherly, ability to cook, caring, nurturing. Nurturing is a big one. It almost implies that men can't be nurturing or caring, but that's the way that I would envision if I was going by the stereotypes.
Okay, all right. Okay, so feminine energy, like, okay, so what you would say, like, what's my definition of feminine energy?
Yeah, like certain traits and things like that.
Kind of what Miss Sherry said, like we're supposed to be apologetic all the time. Very emotional. That's like our main thing. And I mean, unfortunately, we are emotional creatures. We're supposed to, like, it's like we're supposed to be in that role of, we're supposed to stand by the man all the time, or, you know, as she said, like you know, we got to get his approval over something, or, you know, especially, you know, couples or whatever, you know, like, it's like you're supposed to turn to him and see if he's in agreement with something that you want to do or going to do or whatever. So, you know, and that's basically that's what I could see about that. I could say about that, you know, how I feel about that. That's what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be also, like I said before, mother. It's like we're nurturing. And I think a lot of, can't say a lot of men, but they look to us as like oh, you know, like I'm your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like I'm supposed to be like a mother to you. Right, yeah, basically, like the continuation of mama.
And, well, a lot of those traits that both you ladies just said is part of, like, the textbook stuff, intuition, nurturing, healing. We should be calm. Is my voice calm tonight, ladies? emotional awareness. Yes, I'm trying to be very much in my feminine. Emotional awareness.
No, you're old.
Emotional awareness.
God.
What I just did, expressions and communication of emotions. So the yang version, which is a feminine side of that, same thing, assertiveness. It says dissolving the old, harnessing the energies of the moment, demanding, I guess. Are we? Transformation.
Yeah, we are. We can be. I'm sorry. We can be. We can be.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting better for yourself and wanting expectations to be met. I don't know if that's demanding. Mm-hmm. And when they do it, it's called being ambitious.
But see,
we do it with
but
demanding.
They look at it as demanding. But that's how they. That's how men look at it. They look at, oh, you being demanding. No, if I'm expecting like a certain thing or something, how am I being demanding?
But part of the yin and yang on the yang side, which is the feminine side, it says we should be demanding. So obviously it's balancing something out on their end that we just read. So tell the yin and yang, whoever wrote that, tell them that.
Exactly.
So.
So, I mean, it's like damned if you do and damned if you don't. Like, come on.
I think we should be demanding that they treat us better. We should be demanding when we have goals that they work towards that. Maybe that's what they mean, as opposed to just accepting anything.
Mm-hmm.
Some women, they just take anything to have something. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Yeah, I think, absolutely. I think we should, you know, we not, I guess they feel, once again, like I said before, it depends on, I guess, how we say it. As let's go to Brother Ron said, it's how you say it. And it's like, okay, I get it, but that shouldn't, I mean, it should, and then it shouldn't matter. What,
yeah, because
you know,
it doesn't matter
say,
how
it's
they
like,
say it. It doesn't matter how they say it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when they talk to us, you wouldn't say that masculine, say it again.
Okay, so
exactly.
Now,
a lot of times
being that we talking about that with that, I've seen in a lot of situations, men get offended if you raise your tone. Let's say you're having a conversation and it might be something you're passionate about. Your tone might increase because of the passion.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? You may be having an argument and you're trying to get your point across. They are not trying to hear you. They don't want you to speak over them, okay? I've seen this physically happen.
There you go.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There you go, yep.
Is it an ego thing or is it...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, is it an ego thing, and just what you said, Ms. Chari, or is it culture? Because in certain cultures, I've seen, and I'm not going to name the cultures, okay, because I'm not targeting anyone. No, it's just not black. But, let me just say, people need to stop acting like white women don't got a voice, because them chicks, they got their voice, and they'll shut your bank account down with their voice.
And
you understand what I'm saying? So please don't just think it's just black women. So my thing is, it's certain cultures where I've seen the women like rule the man or whatever the case is with their voice, especially. And it's like, let's say my tone right now, how I'm talking, this is speaking regular, but somebody could say, "Hold up, why are you getting loud?"
Mm-hmm.
You know what? That is absolutely right. Now, not to cut you off, Lady T, but guess what? I get that all the time, and I've experienced that with men as well, where I just have a boisterous voice. I can't help that. So I may be, just like you said, I may be speaking about something, and, you know, it'll be, oh, why are you yelling? I'm not yelling. I'm just talking. This is just the way I talk. Can't you just be accepting of the way that I talk, that I'm talking? I'm not yelling. I'm just talking. And just like you said, if we're having a discussion or something, okay, I may get a little boisterous, but that doesn't mean that I'm mad or I'm angry or maybe angry. It's just I'm getting a little boisterous because this is just my voice. I can't help that.
I don't know, Red. I think you need to start whispering.
Because once again, as the example that I gave last week, I mean, if I say, you know, can you get me some water, or can you go to the room, can you go in the kitchen and give me some water, what other way can I say it? Like, what other way do you want me to say it?
If Ron is listening, Ron, can you please call in, because we want to know exactly what this tone should sound like. We need you, Ron. Hold on, let me say
we
it nicely.
We need you, Ron.
Hold on. Ron, can you please give us a call ASAP, please? We greatly appreciate that.
Exactly.
We know you're listening. Come on in, Ron. Are you scared tonight?
Come on, Ron. That's exactly what I said last week. Like, What you expect me to do? So that they say, "Hold, see, come to give me some water, please." Like, what kind of shit is that? What you? No, I'm just going to ask you. Can you go get me some water? Period. Like, why
that,
do I have to be
that
all that dramatical stuff?
It does. It does have to be dramatical because in their mind,
yeah,
it's processing as we're talking back to them and so forth, blah, blah, blah.
It's an ego
and,
thing.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think it is.
Well,
I was just going to say real quick because I've seen chicks that get real disrespectful, but for some reason, certain guys, they tolerate that. And I don't understand that. So,
oh, yeah,
I don't know.
That right there, we need to talk about that.
Depending on the culture, if it's a male-dominated
mm-hmm.
society, women are to be seen and not heard. So the
mm-hmm.
minute you say something and it sounds, you know, you're getting loud, like I consider myself a loud person. If you know people that know me, they're never going to tell you that I'm like, I'm never going to speak in that, "Can you get me some water?" You know, that's not me.
Do that again, Miss Chevy. You do that again. That didn't sound like you. That sounded like a clone version or something.
I'm like, you in the kitchen. Can you get some water? That might sound aggressive to some men. You in the kitchen, go get, you know, you might get some water. But I think it's also.
Exactly.
Kitchen,
I don't
like
understand why.
Yeah,
I don't understand why,
because
even
like
when
that.
She just said it, your voice sounded still soft to me, but okay, I don't know.
I see. In order to be feminine, I got to drop it like that, right?
That sounds fake, though. But then that sounds fake, like
right.
you're faking
exactly.
it, and that to me would be more of a turn off. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I also think
is, okay,
there's certain cultures where the women's tones are a lot stronger. Like, I know a lot of Nigerian women, and if you ever hear them talk, just the
mm-hmm,
way that they talk
mm-hmm.
sounds aggressive. It sounds like they might be angry, and they're just, you know. Also, when we speak with excitement, we speak louder. If we
yeah.
speak with emotion, we speak louder. So why should
mm-hmm.
we be put in a box where the only way that a man doesn't feel intimidated is if we, you know, we have to speak in that monotone. Can you get me some water? Thank you.
Right.
Can you
and with everything
this?
Everything you just described, Ms. Cherry, comes into the next thing with masculine and feminine energy in relationships. Some of the
mm-hmm.
stuff that you just said falls into self-awareness and self-love. For example, your history, life experiences, your consciousness,
mm-hmm.
unconscious beliefs, your relationship with you. And then they said actions and behaviors would be same thing, how you communicate, your actions and what you do, and your relationship with others. But with the same thing that you said, cultural stuff, that's your history, your life experience. Also, I guess the women that you've been around, are they, not you specifically, in general,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. how do they act? That's also part of the culture, because I know certain...
Oh, yeah,
true. Yeah, I know certain cultures,
mm-hmm.
and like I said, I'm not even going to put it out there, but the women in the family really rule the men. The men are supposed
mm-hmm.
to just bring home the bacon, sisters, to the sisters, aunts, moms, everyone.
Right.
They're not allowed to be men and have a voice other than pay all these bills and shut up. I run what goes on in here, despite the fact that you're bringing home the bacon. And I never understood that. Like, okay.
I'll say this with that. I guess it's a thing of, you know, that's what it is. The man goes out and work, he brings home the bacon, and it's like, but you know, let's say we'll look at it as in, like, back in the days where women stayed home most of the time. Women didn't really start working until, like, when did women really start going out and working? Like, maybe, like, the, 70s. What, early, maybe mid-70s, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, 70s.
Remember, women were home, right, so women were home more. So guess what? They were home with the kids. So guess what? That was their job at home. Okay, because
yes,
at home, we all know we have children. We all know we have to be everything. We got to be the referee. We got to be the cook.
Mm-hmm.
We got to be the what you call it, what's the lady name in the diner? What's the waitress? We got to be the hotel clerk. We got to do it. The hotel clerk. We got to be the maid. We got to do everything. So it's like, all you're doing is going out and working. All you're doing is going out to your job, and then men had certain types of jobs. It's not like they really had, I don't know if they had too many
they're not just
jobs.
Going out there working. They're not just going out there working. They're also protecting us and making sure they provide for us.
Supposed,
so their job in the man's mind is way bigger because of the challenges that they're going out there to face. We're safe at home, taking care of the home, taking care of the kids and things like that, but they're out there in the field. So they're protectors and providers.
But we're home. So we're home protected. Like, we're home, and we're basically protecting the home.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Because, like I said, we got to make sure them kids, if we have children, we got to make sure the kids is okay, make sure they're protected, make sure, you know, we got to make sure the home is okay.
Yeah. Also, this day and age right now, roles are really reversed in certain households. That's the point that I was making. See, everything you said, right? Absolutely correct. And there was balance then. But now you do have the men going out there. When they come home, they have to deal with whatever the woman brings from the minute they hit the door. That's my point. Where's the money?
Right.
I need this bill pay right now. Like, real nasty talk. I know a few people that get that.
Right.
And I'm thinking, but that's not your wife. That's just your sister, let's say. How she talks to you like she's your wife, I'm not understanding that. She's in her masculine role.
I was going to say, like, back when we were referring to, like, the 70s and the 80s, the role of the man was to bring home the bacon, and the woman handled everything else. She did the bills. She watched the kids. Like you were saying, she was the teacher. She was the car lift, the Uber.
Everything, right? The carpenter.
All he wanted to do was go out and provide financially, bring it in, and know that everything, once he walks in that door, is okay. It wasn't like he was walking in and wanting to assume some sort of role. I'm here now. I'm going to, you know, I want to eat this. So I'm going to cook this. Everything was supposed to be, or everything was kind of, it was the wife or the girlfriend or the woman of the house did everything in the house while he provided outside. Nowadays, it's a little different because women are outside also. So if I'm outside working and you're outside working, how do you get to walk in the house and all of a sudden I'm supposed to be cooking and cleaning and running around with these kids and stuff, but you're on vacation? We can't have those traditional roles unless you're doing what you used to do. And what you used to do afforded me to stay home. I can't do that anymore.
You don't think there could be some sort of balance with that in this day and age?
I don't think that there could be a male gender role. I think when you have, in this day and age, you have to have a family mindset where maybe, I'll give an example. Me personally, I went in and I know how to do electrical. So if I have my significant other is here, my boyfriend's here, and the electrical goes out, I can wire electrical. But that would be traditionally looked at as a male role. You know, they would expect me to be in the kitchen cooking, but I don't cook. Maybe he's a chef and he can cook. So I think that when you're, nowadays, what you have to look at it as, it's not a fine line or it's not a hard line between a male does this, a woman does this in the house. I think you have to kind of go in there and say, well, this is what I'm good at, and you're good at this, and because we're a family, we're going to work together and make it work for the family. I don't believe in male and female gender roles. If I'm going out to the car and it's morning time, I'm taking out the garbage. You don't have to wake up and take out the garbage because you're the man. I'm on my way out there.
Right.
I'm going to take it out. And I just think it's different. And I don't think that makes me trying to be masculine or take over his role. I just look at it as we're a family. We got to work together.
Well,
right,
ladies, believe it or not, according to men these days, they still want that. they still want women to be in their feminine roles. I'll take out the garbage. Can you make sure dinner is cooked?
That's not true. You know why that's not true?
They really do. Tons of them. It's too many of them.
What do they call you when you stay and you expect them to bring home the bacon and you don't want to do anything? They call you gold digger. They say you're trying to take their money. You're not contributing anything.
Like I said,
you can't have it both ways.
Like I said, damned if we do. Yeah, exactly. It's like,
you can still work from home. I don't know. For me, I would still work from home. That's just me. I can't not do anything. That's not realistic. I don't think men realize that. You could have the woman doing what she needs to do at home, taking care of the kids and so forth, but she's going to have some sort of activity to do because these kids are going to be at school at a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
There's still things
my,
to do.
My point is they don't want us to stay at home in the feminine role and just watch the kids and things like that, because if you do that, I mean, before Corona, if your kids were in school and you're just sitting at home and he's working all the time and, you know, he comes home, you've been at the gym, you were able to get your hair and nails done, they look at you sideways. They look at you like they're breaking their back and you're just sitting there and you're benefiting from it. And they don't like that. So I don't know the statistics saying that they enjoy you staying at home and relaxing while they go and bring home the bacon. I don't believe that. Not today's men. Mm-mm. They want you out there. They feel if they bring something, you better bring something too.
Believe it or
right,
not,
exactly.
Certain kind of masculine
absolutely.
Men are still stuck in those roles. They still want that. They really do.
Really? Wow, that's
mm-hmm.
something. I'm surprised.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I'm surprised about
there's,
that.
There's tons of them around, and
absolutely.
That's the whole complaint with women not being in their feminine energy and things like that. You have men that feel like, let's say, I don't know what year it was, with certain women's rights and things like that really opened up the gates for women to be quote-unquote feminists and so forth. So we're out here doing the kind of jobs that they should be doing where they feel like, no, you should be at home taking care of the home and things like that, and they are supposed to provide. So you still have men that want to see those traditional roles. That's still a complaint, so...
But you know what?
Wow.
I wouldn't even have a problem if they did provide.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be for real. There's a lot of women out here, a lot of single mothers. We don't have an option. See, because he can't provide or he won't provide or what he's doing is not good enough to keep the house going. So it's almost like saying, like you said, you're darned if you do, you're darned if you don't. If you stay
right.
home, y'all get to starve. If you go to work, now you're trying to be a man. You're trying to be masculine. You know,
and you know the first question they would ask you? The first
right.
thing they would say, before you became a single mom and had that baby, what was he doing? That's the first question the guy's going to say.
Mm,
what was you doing?
I get you.
You knew he wasn't making money, so why'd you get pregnant? You're responsible for that.
Well, the thing was, he wasn't providing for a household. He was probably just providing for himself. And then taking you around occasionally. It wasn't
mm-hmm.
like, you know, he was that figure that was taking care of everything. But now, if you're saying you want me to stay at home with my high heels on and cooking meals and chasing kids, you got to kind of be willing to step up your game to understand that I'm no longer going to be able to provide for yeah, with the little apron. I'm not going to be able to provide
right.
for myself the way I used to. Now I'm a figure. My finances come out of that equation, and it's all on you. And no, flipping burgers is not going to be enough. Yeah, no offense,
right.
but
right.
a job is a job. You have to get something that's going to cover your expenses, my expenses, and anybody else we bring into the household. So it's kind of like you said, darned if you do, darned if you don't. They say they don't want you to do it, but if you don't do it, you're a gold digger. You're falling back. You expect him to break his back, and he just comes in the door, and you're sitting there with the kids. I don't think they like that. I don't know any guy. I've spoken to people that have like long-term girlfriends. When I mean that, I mean over 10 years. And if they come in and they see this person that they've been living with over 10 years that's just sitting around the house not doing anything, the connotation is she's lazy and she's using me. It's not that I'm proud I'm a provider. You know, she don't have to go to work. I got her back. That's not the way they see it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, my God. Like I said, it's like it has to be a balance somewhere. But unfortunately, it's not in, well, in this time, it's not going to be a balance. It's not going to be a balance because these dudes want to, you know, it's like they're comfortable with staying home. You understand? They're comfortable with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't even bother them. They're comfortable with it. It's like, all right, I'm staying home, and you could go out and you doing you or whatever. But then you have
as Lady T said, you have some men that, like I said, they're comfortable, but they like the woman being on that demand, you know, like, oh, she's the one going out and working. You know, it's like they like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. Those men need to get off of the couch.
Those kind of guys need to get off the couch. Video games and the couch, they need to get off of it.
They had the movie Mr. Mom, and that was kind of looked down. He lost his job and he's staying home with the kids, and how it was looked down on that he was a man that didn't go to work. That whole movie, what was that, in the 80s or 90s? Mr. Mom.
Right.
Yeah. 80s, it was like they were kind of like making fun of him. Oh, his wife has to go out and bring home the bacon. He just sits home and he watches the kids. And it was a put down of him just staying home. But that's the kind of same energy that a lot of times when men have women at home, they feel that way towards a woman. You know, she's not really working. She's just watching the kids. I'm out here bringing home the bacon. But meanwhile, flip the script and you see how hard the job is. I was reading this thing and they said that.
It's like an unbalance of the energies, the masculine, the role reversal.
I think a couple of weeks ago I read that they're actually looking into paying women to stay home instead of going to the workforce. And when they average, when they average what the salary would be for a woman that stayed home, I guess as if you were providing childcare and cooking and Uber service and all that, it came out to be like $175,000 a year for the role.
Now that's because of the corona. Yeah. Is that because
That report was actually, and I hate to interject, but actually I don't hate to interject. That report is actually from a couple of years ago.
Yes.
And it's just gotten
higher
with the constant state of things. Yes. I'm sorry, guys. I apologize, but I was watching Superman and Lois.
This how convenient for the topic. How convenient.
Right. Listen,
my inner nerd takes precedence. I'm sorry. And it's still going on. So
I'm missing the last
portion of it, but that is a report that was from a couple of years ago, and it's very valid in many respects, because if you really look at it, there are, now I'm not talking about the F-boys, I'm not talking about them, I'm talking about the guys that are actually home doing what they're supposed to do. That number has increased, and with things that they are now, you still find a lot of women in the workforce. And unfortunately, you know, the guys are home taking care of the kids, and they're realizing that, oh, shit, it wasn't all peaches and cream. There's actually a lot of responsibility involved in this. Now, me personally, I've dealt on both ends of the spectrum. And I got to tell you, I don't care how fucked up this sounds, I actually rather would be in the office than be at home. I'm sorry, I know that sounds foul, but you know what? At the end of the day, my mental stability, granted not that the people in my office are adults, really, but
I know what you're saying.
At the end of the day, I'd rather deal with, and that's a damn shame, but I'd rather deal with them than having the kids. And mind you, my kids are older now, but there was a point when my oldest was an actual baby. And I was home for, like, 6 months, which was, like, the biggest torture of my life because I was home cooking, cleaning, doing what I had to do. And it was just like, oh, my gosh, I could be at work earning money instead of being home doing this.
You miss interacting with adults and having conversations.
But you know what the sad part is?
Yeah.
I realize that my children are smarter than most adults that I deal with on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
At their
Working
ages,
corporate America.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Like, my youngest, my youngest is 11. My oldest is 20.
Mm-hmm.
And I've dealt with it on both ends of the spectrum, and I realize that my kids are smarter than the freaking adults I deal with. You know, my kids, but you know what it is? My kids are also not pampered. Even at a young age, it was like, oh, you think you're doing this? Now, in my house, you're going to do X, Y, and Z. You know, I can't do that at work. I can't do that at work. But I could do that at my home. You understand what I'm saying? So it's a screwed up double edged freaking sword. If you want to look at it, it's a screwed up double edged sword, because it's really depressing when my 11-year-old comes in and says, "Well, what idiots did you have to deal with today, Mom?"
The regular.
And you know, I am IT. I live and breathe IT. My kids are IT. Hell, my mother is freaking IT at this stage without my freaking influence. But just to give you an idea of, like, the conversations that I have with my kids, and they sit there and look at me like I have three heads, and I'm like, well, this is the people that I live with in your life. Damn, you deal with dummies. My 11-year-old, I was actually talking with him this evening, and, you know, we were talking about shortcuts on a keyboard and whatever. And he was like, how many people at your office know this? I was like, none. He was like, yeah, sorry, Mom, your job sucks. You should be home with us. I'm like, yeah, no, not so much. He's like, but at least you like us. I'm like, that's not the point.
At least you like us.
Yeah, like, but that's not the point. This is where I make my money, you know. At the end of the day, the turnabout is that, unfortunately, because of the way things are and have been for many, many years, you know, women are in the workforce more than most of the male gender would like to admit to. And being that, you know, we don't have the typical role of just mom cooking, cleaning, whatever, whatever. Now it's mom cooking, cleaning, being the breadwinner, doing this, doing that, whatever, whatever the case may be. And dad is home with you. And yet and still, you know, dad is kind of overwhelmed with what's going on. And I'm not saying that dad can't do the job. I'm not saying that at all. Because dad can do the job. It's just that dad didn't realize how intense the job was.
I think we as women just hold men to a lower standard. Like, we assume that they are not capable of doing it. You know, oh, he's suffering, he has to stay home with the kids. Well, those are his kids too. We weren't born with the knowledge of how to take care of kids. We learned along the way. We had observed.
I disagree with you on that, because I don't think that many of us think that dad can handle it. I think it's just that we don't, and it's a mothering, it's a mother nurture kind of instinct. I think it's just that we handle it so much better. We have that patience that dad doesn't have.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We assume they don't have the patience and they can't get it. It's not an assumption. When you leave them at home with the kids, guess what? They learn patience. They learn how to handle it.
Sometimes they really don't. Sometimes the minute you hit the door, they got their clothes on and they're ready to get out of there.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
So, this is where I feel that it's not an assumption. It's just that, and you know what? And this is going to sound sexist, and I don't really give a rat's ass. I really don't. It's just that it's in our And, you know, and I don't care if you want to say it's just the inbreeding, whatever. I don't care if you say what you want. But at the end of the day, we as women are natural nurturers. We have that ability that men just don't have in them, for whatever case it may be. And, again, it's not bashing guys. It's not. But as a matter of fact, it's actually taking pity on them, because they don't have that feel, that knowledge, that natural born instinct of, okay, you spilt the juice. It's not that serious. We're going to clean up and going on. Men, on the other hand, are like, oh, my God, you spilt the juice. The world has ended. And we're like, no, it's juice. Grab a freaking Bounty.
We're more nurturing. They're more logic. Their thought process is totally different.
We might be
in our emotions. They're not. They already thought it through.
When it comes to being women, this is where we, I mean, take it as you will, but this is where we are superior. Because we happen to have this natural instinct where we're just like, okay, It's not that serious. Okay, you scraped your knee. Is anyone dying? No? Okay, well, let's move on. Guys, on the other hand,
they don't know how to handle
that.
Don't
you think we're holding them to, like, a lower standard? It's almost like
we excuse
the fact that they're not able to perform. You have a lot of single fathers that are able to step in for whatever reason, whether it be a situation where the wife is passed or divorced or, you know, whatever the situation is. They're single fathers, and they're able to step in and actually do a good job in that role.
Yeah, but look
parent.
At what Cherry, hold on, Miss Cherry. With
but
the help of a female, whether it's the grandmother, whether it's their mother, whether it's their sister that's helping with that, I've seen that. It's not fully the man on hands, all hands, his hands only with the child. It's always a female that still balances it out.
And you know what? I'm gonna fuck you up. Okay, here we go. So my youngest was when Jax was probably about 6 months, maybe a year. I told his father wasn't working at the time. I says, well, listen, he's got his annual. Take him in. He couldn't go by himself. He literally called his mother and his sister to come with him, and this was his excuse. I can't handle him when he has a tantrum.
Oh, God.
I said, pause for the cause.
You know what, though? My son's father used to do the same thing, but you know why he did it, right?
Mine's too, child.
No, but my point is this. He literally, and that was the last and first and last time he took him to a doctor's appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, my son is 11.
They act like they can't do nothing without us. I had that same situation with my son's father, and he was in high school at this. I'm sorry, Mika, I didn't mean to cut you off. But he was in high school, and, like, it was kind of like his last year of high school. And it's like I was running up to school with him from the time he was a freshman. So that last year, and then he wasn't doing too good in school. So that last year, I told his father, I said, no, I'm not going to keep running this. You do it now. That Negro almost had a heart attack. He had a, where am I supposed to? Take your behind up there and do what I do. Go in, go to the front desk with the security, ask them where you need to go, and keep it moving. Why do you, you don't need me there. And he actually got upset because I didn't want to go with him.
But
listen, man, please, leave me alone.
They are not. And it's not putting them down. It's not putting any guy down. It's really not. You know, it's just that they are not all. Let me rephrase it, because I don't want to really alienate any guy that actually is out there doing the dual role. I don't, not at all. But what I will say is this: they are not actually equipped to handle it the way that we do. It's not a put down. It's really not. Because I honestly, listen, any dude that is out there doing the dual role, I give him credit. I do. I don't put him down. I give him credit because I know what it's like doing dual role. But the upbringing has a lot to do with it, you know? And
do you think he should get more credit than a single mom? Because he's actually just doing his role as a parent, which is exactly what single moms do.
I don't think he should get more credit for doing the job, but I do believe that if the case calls for it, we can give him a little extra help. I don't think he should be like, woohoo, you know, banners flying and all that shit. No. I don't believe that he should get banners flying and, you know, the jets going across the sky telling him, you did a great job. No, I'm not doing all of that. But what I do believe is that if he does need help, we have to give it to him, because honestly, I don't need him screwing up the kids. I don't.
Yeah.
I think sometimes when we look at
a male's role, or a father's role in his children's life, we're kind of looking at it like, oh, he's a great babysitter, as opposed to these are his kids like they're my kids. And
but you know what?
He's a great
guy that you're dealing with, too. Mm-hmm. There are so many variables in this. And again, you know, I don't, and if y'all don't know, B could tell you, I'm not the one to play favorites because I think a screwed up parent is a screwed up parent, male or female. I ain't even gonna fight. Fucked up parent is fucked up parent. But I don't believe that men are generally. This is an. And you know what? It's gonna sound how it sounds. I don't care. This is an inbred thing. Women are just natural when it comes to things like this because we have, since the dawn of time, have been the provider for pretty much everything. We have. Having said that, you know, it's one of those things where we just do it naturally and we make it look easy. We do. We do.
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
Case in point, how many of us, and I'll be the first one to say it, how many of us have had fucking bread and cheese in the motherfucking cabinet and have made a 3-course meal? You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And they wouldn't know how to do that.
But you understand what I'm saying.
They don't know where the stove is.
It's
they wouldn't know how to do that.
But it's not a, and this is the thing, it's not a dick. It's not. It's just that we as women just have this natural instinct to, a natural breeding within ourselves to do this. This has just been the dawn of time, you know?
Right.
And I applaud, listen, I have a couple of, there's a couple of brothers I know right now that are actually doing our job, quote, air quote, where their mom and dad and they're doing everything. Oh, not
right,
you brother.
There's men out there that's doing both roles, maybe, you know, possibly because, I ain't even going to cut you off, Mika, but possibly because they got forced into the role, maybe forced I'm going to say this, that I think that that's probably what it more was like, they got forced into the role.
That made them stop
rather
and
than
say, okay.
No choice.
Yeah. And you know what? And that's the thing. They've been forced into it because being forced into the role is something different as opposed to it just being naturally in you. You know,
right?
There's that whole
right.
thing. You know, again, and I don't take away from them. I give them props. I do. You know, every so often, like I got a boy right now that's not only dealing with that, he's also going through a divorce. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. He stopped doing everything he had to do, and he stay home, he take care of the kids and all of that. Whatever happened with him and the missus is whatever happened.
Right.
Now they getting divorced, and he's like, well, you know, I've been doing this whole time, so she's going to have to come out her pocket and now do what she need to do financially and emotionally.
I'm not even mad at him. Do you see him as like an exceptional man, or do you like when you're telling that? I look at it as he's being a father, and that's what a father does. If you want to have the traditional roles, the mom is not available, so now you're stepping in and you're doing what you're supposed to do, as opposed to oh wow, he is an exceptional parent because he has stepped in and he's doing this just because he's a male. You know what I'm saying?
I can't say he's exceptional. I can't because you know what? I also know his background. So he's not, in my eyes, he's not exceptional. In my eyes, he's just doing the job. But again, I know his
job.
You got to understand.
He's just doing the job.
As they all said,
I know his, but see, I know his background. So knowing his background, it's not even exceptional. It's just, whatever. I'm going to handle my scandal. It's not an exceptional thing. But I still give him credit because I understand how hard it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if we go and delve, let's delve. You know, I was on the reverse, but let's just say I was the one that was working. I was the breadwinner, doing everything I had to do, and my ex-husband. With everything that I was still doing, still was incapable of doing the basic things. Like I would come in from work, like, yo, why dinner ain't done? You've been home all day with Shorty, and you still ain't even at least pop dinner up. No, now I got to come in from work tired as fuck, and still put dinner on the table. Make sure.
I don't know.
You understand what I'm saying? So I don't. So my boy that's going through it right now, I don't consider him exceptional. I just consider him stepping up and doing what he got to do. You know, I give him credit. But on the flip side of that, he's not exceptional to me because at the end of the day, he's still a parent. He still got kids. You know, so
I give him about the same amount of credit that you would give any single
exactly.
parent, like a single mom.
And, any single parent, whether it's male or female, I'm still like, yo, you handling your scandal. I'm not beat. As a matter of fact, yo, find a babysitter. Let's go to the bar. I'll get you hooked up. I'll be your wingman for the night. I'm not beat. But that again, but you know what? That also takes a certain amount of growth to really realize that and see that, you know, and that's another thing. Like we as women, and I'm gonna be honest, we don't always step outside of that box and really look at it for what it is. We don't, because a lot of the times we're stuck in that traditional role. We are, but you know what? Life is not about that. Life is not traditional. Life ain't been traditional in February, followed by November. Life ain't been traditional. Like, I looked at my mother, and I look at my grandmother, you know, bunch of island birds. Them birds ain't never do nothing traditional. Them birds was like, fuck that, I got to get mine, I'm going to make sure my kids are straight. And that's what they did. You know, they didn't sit there with, oh, yeah, I'm going to sit home. Nah, them bros was like, listen here, your ass is out. I got to do what I got to do. That's just what it is. That's not traditional at all.
Right.
It's not. You know, it's
I
about
know.
Survival.
Right. Well, I think
your
he's
survival
been, like
is,
I said.
But, you know, your survival is your kids. That's your survival at the end of the day. I'm sorry. You say what you want.
You definitely.
You do it
have
how
to
you want.
Make sure.
But that's your survival. Because if your kids ain't right, you ain't right. If your kids is good, you good. You know, regardless of what's going on.
All
like
right.
I said, you know, any man that's going to step up and do the same thing that, you know, that the chick is doing, more power to him. Vice versa. Any chick that's going to step up and do what the dude is doing, more power to you. You know, I personally judge you on your motherfucking merits and what you do. If you fucking being mad shady, fuck you. If you handling your scandal, more power to you. That's why mentally.
So in closing, like said, what does females want in a relationship?
sex, booze, and food?
What the hell did you just say?
You actually what?
Relationship.
I had the sex part, but what you said? You said booze?
Sex, food, and booze.
Oh,
booze.
Oh, sex,
that's
food,
what the
booze.
Females want?
Then,
me,
well, okay,
you being
fine,
serious right now?
Okay,
come
okay,
on.
Fine. That's what I want. Sex, booze, and food. Because you know what? And I'll be honest. I'm at that stage in my life, in my plus years, plus tax and shipping and handling. That, you know, love is great. Don't get me wrong. Love is great. Love is perfect. Whatever, whatever. That's a great feeling and all of that. But I also, as being the female that I am, knowing my worth, I want a partner that's on the same level. And I think as women get older, I'm not talking about the younger generation because they're fucked up because of Cardi B and who's that other hoe? Whatever that other hoe is.
Don't be talking about my Meg Thee Stallion. Let me talk about my girl.
Yeah, like I said, whatever the other hoe is. We are not that bred of. You got to remember, we're not that bred of chicks. You know, we come from the Latifah and the MC Light era.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we come from the Miss Melody era. So our mindset, I'll be honest, our mindset is not what these broads are on. They're on, you know, like we're not sitting there looking at the households of whatever freaking state, county, whatever. We're not about that. We're not. You know, we are really at that stage where it's about growth, respect.
Right.
Love.
And you're not going to find somebody that's going to appreciate that.
Exactly.
These men are not going to appreciate that.
It's, and you know what the
fact is. So what would you say, right?
It's not all of them.
If you want in a relationship.
That's the funny part. It's not all of them.
Right. Let me tell you something. I'm sorry, Mika. Let me tell you something. At this point, like I said, just like Mika said, over 40 plus. At
shipping
this point,
and handling taxes.
Shipping and handling taxes and all that. How can I say? Just like she said, sex, booze, and food. Because no, I'm joking.
Y'all being serious right now.
I'm gonna say this because you know what? At this point, I'm not really like right now. I'll just say for right now, maybe it'll be another year, but I'm not really looking for a relationship. But you said what I'm looking for in a relationship, just a companion. Mm-hmm. I'll just say that I can't really pinpoint it because it's just, like I'm the type of person. I'll just say this: Big Red is a equal opportunity lover. Okay, I'll just say that. Whatever it is, the guy comes, when he comes, and, you know, depending on what kind of, you know, talk he's talking, like I said, you could just be my companion. I'm not looking for you to be, you know, it just depends on what the mood is. That's the type of wave I'm on.
Hold on, Mika, how about you, Miss Cherry?
Same question. I'm going to say, to me, loyalty is really important and consistency. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't deal with you if you're one way in front of other people, a different way when you're with me. I don't know what I'm dealing with. Loyalty is very important. When you say something, I have to just take it like it. Whatever you're saying is real. Whatever you're saying is the truth. And when you prove that not to be the case, we're going to start having problems. So consistency, loyalty, respect. You know, we're from, like you said, from the Queen Latifah stage, Miss Melody, we all, it's certain things we demand. We don't really need materialism because by this age, we should already have our own. You know,
right.
If we don't and we're working towards it, it's fine. But don't think that because you can pay a bill, you can treat me any way like you could do a 20-year-old that's trying to come up. So that's what I would be looking for.
But you, and here's your kappa. When you get that companion, 9 times out of 10, or at least my experience, is that when you lay that down and you let them know, 9 times out of 10, they'll either stick around or they'll be like, nah, I just can't. It's one of the two. But you know what? That's also when they've reached a certain age. You got to remember, we as women are just, we're ahead of the game. We are. This is why, if you ever notice most substantial relationships, there is an age difference.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason being is because he's already done the bullshit for the most part. Not all of them, because some of them still think they're 17 and, bruh, you're not even close to 20, let alone 17. But for the most part, most of them have already – listen, and I'm going to be honest with you. Like, dude that I'm dealing with right now, he already got 5 kids. And I got 10. And we already had this conversation.
Yeah, almost a Brady Bunch.
Okay. And we had this conversation. He was like, well, you know, I don't want no more kids. I said, well, don't worry about it because I can't have no more. So we already had it again. And I don't want no more. You know, we've had this conversation, and he's not that much older than me. He's really not at all. But he's already, he did his shit. He's straight, and I'm straight. And the only thing I could say is, you know what I'm saying? The only thing I could say to any chick really is that y'all got to sit down and really have that conversation and understand where y'all really stand. There should be no BSing about it. You know, where you at, where am I at?
I think when men get older, like, what they're looking for in a relationship changes. Because we all know when we were 17 until, like, our mid-20s, it was more about what he looked like, what he could do for you, what your friends thought about him.
Absolutely.
Now, as you get older, it's more like, okay, I need somebody that has it together. I know I have my stuff together. I'm looking for somebody to bring something and add to it. I don't care if he's driving, if he looks this, or if my friends feel this way about him. It's about what I feel about, how secure am I with him. So I think men think the same way, too.
Yeah.
I think as they get older, they don't look so much for that pretty girl. They look for more for that woman that can make them feel secure at where they're at in life.
You know, my question is, do you have a 401k? That's my question.
Yeah,
401k. You got an insurance?
Yeah,
right. At this point, that's right.
I mean, we all giggle, we tee hee about it, but we gonna be listen. If we gonna put it out there, let's put it out there. You know, what are you doing? You got a 401k? Okay. You in the union? Okay. Like, if, you know, and guys are like, oh, but that's petty. This, that, and third. It's not petty. You know, it's really. We're trying to build at this, you know, as long as it has taken, we're trying to really build. So if we're going to be together, let's build together. And if you're not about that, you can roll bounce, son. Because on the real, I got mine. I don't need another kid. I'm already raising mine. And mine is about to be out the door. So whatever your mama did to you is not my problem. Let's be real about it. And I think
that's what I'm saying. It's like at this point,
I think that's where a lot of conversations need to be had. You know, if you can't have that conversation, we got a problem. You know, like the dude that I'm dealing with, he already knows what I'm about. He's fully aware. He's trying to get up on it. Like, oh, word, you got stocks there? Hold up, wait, what's the name of that again? But you understand what I'm saying? Like,
all right,
you. You know, and there aren't a whole, and that's another issue we got with the brothers, too. And I'm sorry, I don't get it twisted, because ain't nothing wrong with a piece of chocolate. But that's something that we got to get the brothers hip to, you know? We got to get the brothers hip to that shit, too. You know, because it's not only about what we're doing now, but it's about what's going to happen in the future, especially if there's kids between you two. Or even if there's one child, like, yo, what are you leaving? What are you doing?
Exactly.
Like, you gotta have something standing up saying, all right, you know, this is for mine. So when I'm gone, they got this. You know what I'm saying?
I always told my son, I said, you know, somebody has to start a legacy for the family. So there has to be someone that's going to make sacrifices so that your future generations don't have to. And you just
have to
determine who that's going to be.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And if she's not up
on
it, and I'm going to be real, if she's not up on it, you need to leave her alone. You do. And I've beat this shit into my kids' heads so much that they're like, we're never getting married. Because I've always, and listen, it stems from a lot of things, but at the end of the day, I've always told them, whoever you deal with, you got to make sure that, A, she has a job. If she don't have a job, she's in school. And if she's in school, check what her major is. And if she, you know, you check all that good shit out, ask her if she's thought about this. And if she hasn't, introduce her to it. So she has.
But I'm going to tell you this. It's going to be hard to find that, with just as you said, with the Meg Thee Stallions and the Cardi B's and the whatever else is going on out there. It's hard for these young men. Meant to find decent females, especially the later, I'll say the later 90 babies, it is very hard for them to find
all
somebody.
Screwed up, girl.
My son is 21, right? He's 21, and there's a lot of girls out there. Like, I've seen them come and go through my house. My son dates a certain type of girl, and they may look a certain way, but the type of girls he dates, they're really smart. I think a lot of us are downplaying how smart we are for the sexuality role. You know what I'm saying?
We're trying to be feminine, or
we're trying to follow what we see on TV is what I see the young girls doing, but they are smart. Some of them are, you know, smarter than what we were at their age.
And that's
so
a problem.
So they just have to pick and choose.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's a problem. Really? As far as I'm concerned, that's a problem. That is a huge problem, because you should never downplay your intelligence for any man.
Oh, no, right? Absolutely.
Exactly. You
absolutely.
Feel... The second you feel that you got to downplay your intelligence, you need to move. You need to roll bounds. Because a man, a real man, is going to accept that and respect that and be like, all right, baby, you know, I mean, it's Friday night, we could be at the bar, but let's sit down and talk about this. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I'm saying at least
there's hope. I don't think most of our girls out there are airheads, or, you know, they're only about chasing money and stuff like that. The girls that I've seen come here, they may look a certain way, they may try to present themselves a certain way, but as soon as I start talking to them, I'm like, nah, she's from a good home, and I can see her wheels are turning in her head, you know, but what is she here for? And I could tell that.
And I'm going to be honest with you. Let's take it another step further, because me, I'm a project kid. I'm straight Queensbridge all day, every day. But just because I'm from QB, don't sleep on me. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, absolutely. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, listen, and it's funny.
It's your upbringing. It's who you brought up around.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Like me, like my, and I remember, I'll never forget this, because I've gone through my whole political parties and blah, 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 this, that, and the third, whatever, whatever. I remember I was probably about maybe 8, 9 years old. And I was talking to my mother about 401ks and stocks, and she looked at me like I had 8 heads. Now, hold on. 20 years later, she's in her union at her hospital, whatever, whatever, and she's sitting there talking to me about the same shit that I spoke to her about 20 years prior. And I just looked at her, and I was like, we already had this conversation. She got selective amnesia, and I was tickled. It's like, we already had this conversation. Like, you forgot this?
God,
no, we didn't. No, we had this conversation. But I've always been that way. She didn't raise, now, mind you, she didn't raise me to be that way. Not at all. I raised myself to be that way because I knew what she went through raising me. And that triggered something different in me. You know?
You
know, their upbringing is... That's subjective to the person that they are. That's subjective. Because on the flip side of that, I know people that were raised with everything, and they fuck it all up.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's subjective. That can either come or go. You know? I personally feel that the people that have nothing growing up fight more to get something as they get older, personally, as opposed to the people that had everything and just like, fuck it, whatever. My mommy and daddy will take care of me. Well, mommy and daddy ain't going to be here forever. What you got going? Fuck mommy and daddy.
Right, exactly.
I don't need to worry about you, you know? But I personally, and you know, again, I don't feel that any female should downplay who she is to make a man feel better. Honestly, no. I think she should show
who
she is and let him decide on if he can rock with it or not.
That's
and
if
I agree.
Appreciate.
And not for nothing, Miss Cherry, yo,
mm-hmm.
I ain't mad. Because obviously with all of that intelligence that these broads have, your son ain't found who he wants to expand with. And I think that's another key component.
Like, I found girls that are, like I said, all the girls he brings, they're usually really, really smart, but something about their personality I don't like. I think it's almost, like I said, they're trying to be something that they're not because it fits the narrative of what young black women are supposed to be, according to the TV. You know what I'm saying?
And here's the thing. He may be picking up on that, too, talking about, nah, she too fake even for me. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Yep.
Yeah,
you know, he may be picking.
He's probably thinking, I got to bring her home to my mama, and my mama's gonna eat her alive.
But you know what? You ain't wrong. Listen, my son had a female friend. Just a friend. Now, see, Red only got a sample tasting of my insanity. My kids live with me all day, every day. And they know my ass is twisted as shit. So he had a female friend, and I was just being me. And I was like, yeah, no flatbed fucking up in my crib. She got mad. I'm like, wait a second.
How she get mad?
The female friend got mad?
She got mad. She got real tight about it. And I was like, wait a second. You my son's friend. You should know how I roll. Because all his homeboys is like, yeah, that's just her. that she's just crazy like that. Like his, like my mother, yo, and I'll never forget this day. My mother came up one Christmas to hang out with us. She was here for like a couple of days. And we was wilding out in the house being fools. Me and her was getting ready to go to the market. And she turned to my son, and he was like 13 at the time. She was like, and you need to stop watching the porn on the computer. I turned to her, and I was like, Mom, he doesn't watch porn on the computer when we're in the house. He does it when we leave. And she and I cackled. My son is in his room holding his head like, oh, my God, these are the people I'm related to. You know, but we're just like that. We are clowns. So if you can't take that joke, you can't be around us. My response, honestly, if somebody's mom would have said that, I'd be like, nah, don't worry about it. We good. We gonna wait. And I'd laugh because I'm a clown. I'm a clown. I'm a straight clown. Any of his friends already know that I'm a clown. You, his friend, you should be used to this. He should have warned you.
And the fact he should have warned you when you got here.
Okay, he should have warned you prior to you getting here. Tell him, my mom is a freaking freak. Don't worry about it. Ignore her. She'll leave you alone. The fact that you got tied at a joke, I'm not even dealing with you. And she stopped fucking with him. I was like, oh, well, then she's not one of your peoples. She was trying to do more than just be your peoples. Nah.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Yeah, exactly.
You can't have that around me because God forbid you actually bring a girl around that you serious about and I start with my foolishness and my fuckery and she get her panties in a bunch, I'm like, son, nah. She ain't got no sense of humor.
Oh yeah, I had that issue with my granddaughter's mother. Oh my God. Yeah, that girl.
You can't be around, and this is the thing, like, you gotta understand the person that you're dealing with, whether it's a friend or someone that you're romantically involved with, you gotta understand the family. You do.
Yeah.
So if they're stupid on a regular and you can't handle the stupidity, maybe you shouldn't be around these people. And honestly, it's not even a slight towards you. It's just that particular family dynamic. That particular family dynamic, it's just,
like I told my son,
normal.
I'm like, when he brings a girl home, I'm like, okay, I can't restrict who he brings home as far as I have my views of what I like to see walk through the door. And sometimes it does. I'm going to say 99% of the time it walks through the door. But there's a 1% time there might be somebody that comes through the door that I'm looking at like, oh, okay, it's like that. But I said, if you bring home somebody that is not of our culture, they should be able to have a thick skin and understand the culture because we're not going to change the conversation because they're here. And we're talking about what happened at the Capitol. And we're talking about what happened at the Capitol and I'm using certain words to describe certain people I see there and she's offended, she may not belong here. Because, see, going forward, I'm still going to be using the same terminology. If she,
and
I understand she loves you, but she better love us because we're going to be all up in the business.
and this is the thing. Like, there is so – and this is the hardest part with dealing with raising kids, especially in this era. You know, sorry, listen, some of my favorite comedians are fucking Andrew Dice Clay and Sam Kinison and freaking – like,
of course. I love them, too. Are you kidding?
And George Carlin and Eddie Murphy when he was actually funny.
My kids don't know nothing about them, too, but they know about Eddie Murphy.
I tried to get my sons to watch freaking George Carlin, and it went over one of their heads, and the other one couldn't stop laughing. My kids are totally opposite, by the way. But and this is the thing, like, whoever they bring around has to be able to accept this. If they can't accept this for what it is, then they don't need to be part of this. And that's hard when you're either a young female or a young guy introducing someone to your family. No matter how many times you warn them, they still want, you know, it's going to be one of those things where you're still going to be worried about their apprehension or lack thereof, you know? Like, there's this guy on freaking BoobTube. I'm sorry, on FaceFuck. This crazy-ass white guy named something or other. I forget his last name. And he made a video about his first experience at a black barbecue. And I was so tickled pink because he'd never been invited to the barbecue. Now, if anybody knows
white guy, I've seen that. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've seen that.
Now, if anyone knows black folks, they know that the barbecue is sacred. The barbecue is more sacred than a birthday party. It is. Let's be real, because if you can handle the barbecue, you can handle anything. And he was literally talking about his experience, and I was tickled because he was like, yeah, man, you know, I was sitting there rolling bones. He didn't know what bones was. But he was talking about his experience, and the amount of love that he showed was actually, it was heartwarming, but it was also hilarious as shit. It was both ends of the spectrum. Like, you couldn't help but laugh and be like, yeah, I know what that's like. But this is the thing where, you know, introducing anyone to that, whether they're black or white, you know, they have to be able to handle this. I don't want no, I'm sorry, I don't want no sadiddy bitch at a fucking family get-together. I don't. Because I'm going to look like, bruh. And the same thing with dude. I don't want no dude up at the family get-together and he all like, oh, we don't do that. Well, then you don't need to be here.
Or sitting there on some mean mugging and thug type of stuff. Like, dude,
yeah,
you have somebody
do all of that.
Function. Yeah, it's
we
like, yeah, you have to find somebody. Yeah, you have to find somebody that's going to be accepting of certain things when you, you know, when you deal with them and are accepting of your family. I mean, okay, maybe it's certain things that you do with your family or don't do with your family that that person does. Now, if you want to be with that person, then you gotta, you know, kind of, you know, adapt to that. You gotta adapt to that, because guess what? You're gonna want that person to be around your family one day.
And this is the thing. This is not. This generation is not as thick skinned as we were
or are,
for that matter.
They're not at all.
You know, it's and again, this is why I say it's hard for a young man or a young woman to bring anyone around, because a lot of the people that they bring around aren't used to this unless they've been around this. And it's a sad fact,
right.
But it's a fact nonetheless. You know, and I feel sorry. Listen, honestly, I feel sorry for my son. I do, because they're going to be fucked. They're screwed. Because I know who I am, and I'm not changing who I am for anybody. Let's be real. I'm not changing it. I know who I am. I'm happy with who I am, so I'm not going to change who I am. And my mother sure as hell ain't going to change her old ass. So having said that, listen, that broad, and she's scary because she West Indian, so I'm automatically scared by nature. Nah, she ain't changing.
She's automatically scared by nature.
What? Yo, how many West Indians you got in your family? Yo, them some scary broads. The older they get, too. Nah, them broads are scary as hell. Fuck that. Listen, I live a state away, and I'm like, please don't hit me. Please don't yell. I'm going to end up with a complex. But at the end of the day, this is what it is. So, you know, I feel bad for them because I know who I am. So whoever you bring around,
I feel bad for them because of the females. I feel bad. Like I said, I've had my experience. Both my sons, and like I said, they're both, one is an older 20 and one is a younger 20. And like I said, I could see a little bit of the difference. Even I could just see the difference. Because, like, my older son now, he has for the last 2 or 3 years, the girls that he's been dealing with have been pretty okay. But now my younger son, oh, my God, the last girlfriend, that he's still stuck on there. Like, she messed his head, all of it. He's like, I have anxiety because of her. And he started messing with her about 2 or 3 years ago. And he's still talking about, I have anxiety. Listen, I don't know what to tell you about that, brother. You got
to
do something.
Okay.
You don't have to find anxiety like that. Right,
you know,
can't be, you know.
And that's the thing. And like
that, somebody like get you like that.
You know, and that's another thing. Like, you too young to be having that anxiety. You too.
You're right.
I don't remember having that anxiety at that age. I
hell
don't
know.
It was one of those either you do or you don't situations. So.
But I was going to say also. But I was going to say also with social media and stuff like that, when we were growing up, if you had a problem, like, say, relationship-wise or whatever, there was a handful of people that knew about it. Now,
yeah.
Social media, you got a problem. You posting on Facebook, people don't even know you have access to what's going on,
mm-hmm.
you know, behind closed
yeah.
doors or in your family and stuff. So they have to, even if it
but
blows
you're responsible
over,
for what
it
you
never
post,
goes
so.
Away.
And
yeah.
that's right.
But
you
even,
stop posting your business.
Yeah, you're responsible
but these
for that.
Are kids. These are kids. And even, like
don't,
I said, even when it blows over, it doesn't go away.
And you know what, and I got to say this, I'm so grateful that we didn't. Now, listen, we had the technology, but it wasn't as widely used. Like, we had two-way pagers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right, but anytime someone got out, that was more word of mouth. If somebody.
You
that,
know, we had word of mouth. We had the two-way. Like, if we wanted
right,
to buy
we had word of mouth.
We put them on block. We put them on call block, and that was it. Or we call them and
right.
hang up on them, call them and hang up. You understand what I'm saying? And that's another
mm-hmm.
thing. Like, personally, as much as, and I love technology, don't get me wrong. I do.
Oh, goodness gracious. Me and Alexa, we get along.
But on the flip side of that, I don't let nobody know my business. People on Facebook, listen, I'll be honest with you. People on Facebook think I'm a lesbian seagull right now. Because of the stuff that I post.
Yo, you so
and I'm
stupid.
Like, Ray, come on, you see my page. My page is obnoxiously insane.
You a damn fool. That's all I'm afraid.
Girl, all day, every day, I'm a fool. Come on, you've seen the stuff that I post. Like, what?
Yes, I do. Yes, yes. Hilarious.
And you know what? The funny part is, dudes that have known me for over 20 years are still like, son. You and the chicks like that? Hell no. But on the flip side of that, I'm not going to knock a chick. Let her get a hustle. But you ain't going to know what I'm doing. You ain't going to know that
right.
I got my sweet. Listen, I got my sweetheart. Oh, goodness gracious, do I have my sweetheart. Have mercy on my soul. I got him, and I'm happier than a peach and anything. But you won't see that posted on Facebook because it's nobody's business.
Right, ain't nobody's business. Exactly.
I
absolutely.
I don't need
good, and that's
people.
What people do. And I don't. Yeah, people don't need to know your business like that. I feel the same way. I wouldn't let everybody know my business like,
but
especially that
thing,
type
these,
of business.
Okay, these younger kids, but this is a different generation where they feel that, oh my God, people go with me. Let me tell everybody on Facebook. No. What you need to do
nope.
is take your ass to the bar and not tell anybody that you're at the bar and go have your one-night stand. That's what you need to do. Don't tell
anybody one-night stand.
Or three-night stand, whatever stand you want to have. But don't put it on Facebook. Leave
because
that.
It's all about
listen.
A show now.
Okay, let everybody think you got jokes and all
it
that
is.
Good shit. That's all well and fine, but don't put your business out
all
there.
All about a show.
And that's the point. And that's the part. That's another problem with these millennials and these freaking bearded people and whatever the hell they're called. And
how you call bearded people?
What are they called? The hipsters. That's what they're called. I had to think.
Oh,
how they were called.
I thought you were talking about those the bearded men that's going on with the wigs and all that other stuff.
Girl, listen, I done seen some bearded stuff today. The other day, I was just like, ooh, she need a shave. Listen, y'all ain't too much. Y'all putting too much on social media. Y'all got to stop doing that, too. And that's how I don't understand. Listen, I don't understand cyberbullying. I don't. Because if you're talking all of that on the internet, I need you to talk all of that to my face. I need
right.
you to talk to my face.
Right.
So I can knock you out in front of everybody in the school and be like, next time, don't talk no shit. That's
the
what
next
I need you
time,
to do.
Don't talk no shit.
I don't need you on social media popping all of that mess. I need you in my face. If you can't come to my face with that, you need to shut up. And I tell my
right.
and I've told my sons time and time again, unless they can come to your face with that, they bitches. They straight bitches. Because we didn't
well,
hear that.
Well, not to interrupt you.
That.
I'm sorry, Mika. Not to interrupt you, but the show
oh.
is getting ready to end. And,
oh.
you know, I'm going to thank everyone for calling in. Lady T, Miss Cherry, and Mika.
Sorry, I'm so late.
I'm glad you guys called in. We had good conversation about feminine and masculine energy and everything else, because that's how we women do. We talk about everything.
Right.
So, you know, I hope everybody has a good week. Love and light. I hope you guys, you know, just like I said, we just got to get our, you know, get these kids on track with the right things. Hopefully the roles will come, like, go back to where they were. But if not, then listen, I don't know what to do at this point.
I
don't know what to do at this point.
You know, let everybody fill their roles and call it a day, because there's no set roles anymore, unfortunately.
Nope. Not even. Not even. It's bad.
Y'all need to hit me up for a Facebook request so y'all can see the insanity that I post, because I think y'all need to laugh at least once a day.
Exactly. I think we all need that laugh at least once a day. Absolutely. Absolutely. Maybe twice a day. Who knows?
Maybe
on my
knows?
Page. Lord knows.
So I have to say, I'm a little disappointed we had no male callers today. Everybody went MIA.
Oh, man, right?
Any other time, right?
Any other time.
Was it a role that they wanted? Because I ain't heard Brother B once.
I'm just saying. Well, he's occupied right now.
Joe.
So that's
Oh, he tied up?
I was just saying.
He tied him down?
Yeah.
Oh, Delta Force.
Oh, sorry. Oh, my God.
I was just saying, Joe.
Anyway, guys.
Ryan, all them.
Right.
Dog, everybody missing.
Yep.
Worry. I ain't even heard of Tay Dog. I'm surprised. But
y'all have a good
thank
night.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You know,
thank
you, Lady T.
As always.
And you guys
peace
have a
love.
Good night
You're
and a good
welcome.
Week. Peace and love. And we
enjoy
will
your energies.
Continue.
Y'all know,
good energies, everyone. Always. Good energy. Good.
Y'all know y'all beautiful energies. Keep it rolling. Keep it powerful.
Yes, definitely. All right,
and
guys.
Down on occasion.
All right, exactly. All right, guys. Have a good night.
All right, love y'all.
Take care. Love y'all.
Good.
All right, you too.
Peace out.
Bye. Later.